Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, Tim Spencer, and co-host Lori Spencer with the Rural Survival Show on RBN. Today is Saturday, February 4th, 2017. Our guest today is Mr. Eric Jajewski from tradcatnight.blogspot.com. Eric is returning with a huge following, so this should be a fantastic show. Good morning, Eric.
How are you, Tim? How you been?
I've been good, buddy. How you doing?
Good. Not too bad. Busy as usual. How's your health holding up?
It's about the same. Not getting any worse, but not getting a whole lot better. So, you know, what can I say, buddy? I'm hanging in there. I ain't giving up for nothing.
There you go. Well, I appreciate you allowing me to come back on, and maybe we could do this on a more regular basis. Again, I've been trying to reach out to the public more and trying to share, you know, what we're seeing as traditional Catholics in relation to current events that we're seeing. And the reason why I contacted you the last time is because I've been warning my followers to pay attention to mainstream media. And I guess you can say from the Jewish perspective or the Talmudic Kabbalist perspective of a potential star sign in the sky that would usher in who I believe is the Antichrist. And I don't recall how deep we got into that a few months ago.
I think we got as far as Maitreya.
Yes. Yeah. So for those who are unaware, again, I spent a lot of time kind of studying scripture and what the early Catholic Church fathers say on the Antichrist. And this character, whose general name is Maitreya, again, that's not his real name. Like, he's not going to show up on the scene and call himself Maitreya. That's just kind of a general name
right.
for him. It lines up perfectly with everyone else. You can kind of discard them and say, okay, well, that doesn't fit. With Maitreya, it perfectly lines up. So what I'd like to do is maybe take a few examples as to why I think Maitreya is the one. And feel free to just jump in at any point. You know, I could ramble on for hours, Tim.
Well, that's okay, Eric. Let's go ahead and do that. I'll tell you what, why don't we hold calls until after the first break, and we'll just let you really get into it, and if Lori or I have a question, we'll jump in.
Sure. So, first of all, Maitreya, those who study this character, researchers, his name adds up to 666 in about a half a dozen languages, including Greek, the Greek, which the early church fathers said his name would add up to. He's got a connection to this rebuilt third temple in Jerusalem, and that is critical, because I know maybe you've been following us a little bit. We're hearing of, you know, the Jews talking and asking Trump to come in and help rebuild the third temple. From a Catholic Christian perspective, this is not a good sign, because we know from what the early church fathers said is that the Antichrist essentially would house himself in the third temple. And he's got this connection. It's called the New Jerusalem Project. So he has his hand in that. So there are others out there who will suggest, you know, it's Prince William is the Antichrist, this or that, and other people. Well, none of them have their hand in with the rebuilt third temple. And that's critical, because this is exactly what St. Hippolytus said. He's an early church father. He said, Christ arose from the Hebrews, and he, the Antichrist, will spring forth amongst the Jews. Christ showed his flesh as a temple and will be raised up on the third day, and so too he will raise up again the temple of stone in Jerusalem. So Jerusalem is a very important city. Obviously, the New World Order is going to try to make it the capital of the world eventually. And even in Scripture, the early church fathers, when they made an allusion to the harlot, the city that sits on the seven hills, they interpreted that as Rome or Jerusalem. The common opinion was actually that it was both. So the bottom line is, you know, it's something for us to pay attention to as we're moving forward here over the next few years. Now he has, you know, Scripture basically implies he's going to show up on the scene, present himself as a man of peace, and have all the answers to all the world's problems, right? He's going to be the ultimate social justice warrior, you could say, right? And that's exactly what he's going to do. He's going to arise on the scene after the economic collapse, which is imminent now, and I've had all the top economists on my show.
Yeah, it is. There's no question about that.
Yeah, and so it's called the Day of Declaration, and he's going to arise and show all of his kind of cohorts and his gurus, if you will. They're called the Ascended Masters. And this is where it gets really deep. Tim, because there is a UFO deception, which we as Christians, Catholics, believe is demonic. As a matter of fact, Our Lady of La Salette, an approved Catholic Church revelation, if you will, private revelation, right, indicates that the Antichrist would work together with the demons in the air to produce prodigies and signs and wonders in the sky to get people to basically follow them. And again, right now, it seems kind of ludicrous that most people would follow any kind of character, but just wait until everything starts collapsing and you don't right. got food on the table and you don't have water to drink. People are going to get real desperate and look for a kind of messianic figure. So he comes as a man of peace. His, you know, the abomination of desolation in scriptures is kind of interesting. I see a lot of Catholics getting this wrong. The early church fathers warned that it would be actually be an image. Okay, so it's actually an image or a statue. And Maitreya has these images and statues popping up all over the Middle East, in Africa, I see. Not so much here in the West yet. That's probably why most people don't realize this here in the West, because it just really hasn't hit here yet. But ultimately, right. Maitreya is going to have these statues set up in Catholic churches. They're going to remove and abolish the Catholic sacrifice altogether and set up these Maitreya statues. When we study tradition, we see, and it's actually in scripture too, it says that this image will come to life at a certain point. So when you see when you see these figures, Tim, giving this AOK sign, you know, you see Trump doing it, you see anti-Pope Francis doing it. I mean, a lot of them are doing it. That's a symbol to the beast. That's a reference to their homage to their how do I put it? Their coalition to the beast, who is Maitreya. When you look at his statue, that's the exact same hand sign that he's giving. Okay? So very, very interesting. Those who don't believe me and who are by a computer right now, you can visually see this. If you go to Google, type in Tradcat Night, Abomination of Desolation, you'll see my pictures on the matter and some of the writings from the church fathers to support that. We also know from scripture and tradition that the Antichrist will facilitate Middle East peace. This is something that I know Protestant fundamentalists are even, you know, kind of sitting back and waiting for. And on his website, that's exactly what he says. He's going to be the one who facilitates peace between, quote-unquote, Israel and, you know, the Arab countries. Feel free to jump in at any point, Tim.
Well, I'm going to – can we backtrack just a minute?
Sure.
Okay? You said the fake Pope Francis. Now, I know what you're talking about, but a lot of our listeners probably don't. Could you spend a couple of minutes on that, Eric?
Yeah, sure. In church history, there's been about 50 anti-popes, which essentially means they are fake popes, however you want to say it, imposter popes. You know, during medieval times in Catholic Church history, there's been times where there have literally been two anti-popes and one true pope. So there would be three quote-unquote popes walking about, but only one of them could be the true pope. There's no such teaching in the church where you can have multiple popes. Right. Unfortunately, Francis thinks that there can be. He's actually, within this past year, said, well, that's a wonderful idea that we could have you know, this notion of two popes. It's not possible. You can only have one pope and one anti-pope. So anti just means oppose the true pope.
Right.
So we have a situation here where Benedict the 16th, in my opinion, we could really cut the cake any number of ways in terms of our thesis for why Benedict the 16th is still the true pope. But essentially, he was forced out by a more liberal and progressive wing that's really, really pushing the homosexual agenda. They're really attacking family and marriage. Benedict the 16th. When he first started his regime, if you will, his papacy, he said, pray for me that I might not flee from the coming of the wolves. So he knew immediately that he was surrounded by, you know, a more liberal progressive force that eventually was going to push him out. And that's exactly what happened. So don't believe the mainstream narrative that, you know, he just kind of stepped aside. It was his health nonsense. He was forced out by this St. Gallian Mafia, which is highly New Age and Masonic. And again, from a Catholic perspective, we know Freemasonry in the end worships Lucifer. And this is the cult that has infiltrated the Vatican and is largely behind the satanic pedophilia crisis and issue in the church. Bottom line is he was forced out. His actual resignation was invalid because he only stepped down from a certain portion of the Petrine office, making it seem like there's an active pope and a contemplative pope. Again, Catholic Church condemns infallibly any notion of an active and a contemplative pope. There can only be one pope over the church, much like in countries that have a monarchy. There can only be one king. There can't be, you know, three kings ruling at the same time. So exactly. The bottom line is, yeah, and then we could also cut the cake another way. There's many of us who believe he's actually a manifest heretic. It means he manifests himself in, by what he's saying, to clearly run contrary to Catholic Church teaching. So we could really cut it, you know, any number of ways. But the reason why that's critical is because anti-Pope Francis will soon step to the side, in my opinion, and give the appearance that he's resigning. Again, a true pope can't resign. And this is where we're going to give way to the false prophet character, who is Maitreya's sidekick. Every Batman has a Robin, and that's one of the telltale signs that Maitreya is the Antichrist, because he's always talking about his sidekick. In esoteric circles, his name is Master Jesus. Okay, but his real name, in my opinion, in my research, is going to be Yeshua Ben Joseph, and he's going to deceive a lot of Jews and Christians. So I hope that, you know, that's kind of it in a nutshell, because we believe Benedict XVI is the long-awaited pope in Catholic prophecy, where he's going to flee Rome after the economic collapse, after all these worldwide revolutions, and he's going to have to take off with a small number of conservative cardinals, if you will, and that's where the true church is going to move. The Catholic Church, again, I can only speak from a Catholic perspective, we believe the Catholic Church is going to move elsewhere. And so Rome is going to completely turn paganistic. It's going to turn to this new age formalized self-realization program, if you will. They're going to remove the Catholic sacraments in Rome. Again, their end goal is to abolish the Catholic Mass altogether. So there's going to be a massive persecution, even more so than what we're seeing today. I mean, a lot going on, Tim, as you know. I'll let you jump in here.
Okay, well, let's see. I'm trying to think of something else our listeners would be very interested in. You were just mentioning Rome. Now, I've seen a lot of prophecies, not necessarily prophecies, but predictions that Rome is actually going to be physically destroyed in the future. Either nuclear bomb or asteroid or something like that. You know, I hear so much and read so much, you know, that I think I've probably heard every angle on this. Are you saying that you believe Rome is going to be destroyed, the moral fiber, in other words, the church destroyed, or are you looking at actual physical destruction of Rome?
Well, it's going to be both. Yeah, it's going to be both, Tim. Okay. Yeah, I mean, right now we would loosely argue that Rome has lost the faith. It's a new brand of Catholicism. I always kind of say this in haste. Rather than Catholicism with a C, right now, since the early 60s, we have a Catholicism with a K. It's not the real thing. If Catholicism is Budweiser, what we have since 1960 is Bud Light. Kind of tastes the same, but it's not the same. And from Catholic teaching, if it's not exactly the same, then it isn't Catholicism, if that makes sense. So, the enemy is very careful in how they're imploding the Catholic faith. And Francis has kind of been a blessing in disguise, because, I mean, he's just so Looney Tunes that you see a lot of people who identify as Catholics scratching their head and saying, oh my goodness, something is really wrong. So then they start investigating, and then they ultimately, you know, some months down the road, come to the conclusion that I have after many years of study. But to get back to your point, Rome ultimately, in my opinion, will be torn apart due to earthquake, actually. And that's something we got to pay attention to. Since the last time we talked to, have you noticed all of the earthquake swarms out there? There was just another one yesterday. When I had David Mead on, we were talking Planet X, because there is a planetary solar system, if you will, that's inbound, which ties in with Catholic prophecy in the book of Revelation, the Apocalypse. And this thing is inbound, and it's going to completely do some damage. I know your buddy John Moore talks about this. I've had him on the show. But Rome will ultimately succumb to earthquakes. Blessed Sister Aiello talks about this. There's been other visionaries. But the bottom line is, as Planet X moves closer, you're going to see a lot of these sinkholes. And it's going to get to such a point that Blessed Sister Aiello in her approved writings in the 50s talked about how whole countries will be swallowed up. Okay, yesterday there was another, there was another sinkhole in Detroit, which is a little odd. You know, we're seeing them in odd places now, not just on coastlines in California and Florida. There was just another massive one in Detroit. It swallowed up a house. Okay, we see that. That'd be pretty frightening if it were our own house. Can you imagine whole country just disappearing? Okay, so that's the magnitude of what we're talking about eventually. I mean, we're truly talking about apocalyptic times. But that, you know, that's a really good question. You know, Rome ultimately is going to get it from the hand of God. And over again in these visionaries, the common theme is, and again, these are approved by the Catholic Church before Vatican II, which ultimately was the visible infiltration of the church. We see the Blessed Virgin Mary warning over and over again how these priests have become worldly. They're teaching error. They're leading people to the pits of hell. And she's very adamant about that. And that shocks a lot of Catholics. Like, oh my gosh, don't you dare say anything about the Catholic Church. Wrong. I'm reiterating what the Blessed Virgin Mary said in approved apparitions before Vatican II through people such like Marie Julie Jehetti and at the Message of La Salette. She is very stern with your modern day quote unquote priest. And the language is very tough. And so that's what I try to do is go out there and warn people, warn priests even. Most of them don't want to listen, obviously. But, yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it in a nutshell. I'd had a little bit more on Maitreya because I'm building up to a point.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, well, basically, to get back to Maitreya a little bit more, again, there's that UFO deception. Again, he's the ultimate social justice warrior. He will definitely be the head of the UN eventually. He'll have a global army. He actually is an earthly king. This is something I didn't find out to this past year. He's actually an eighth descendant in the Sufi caliphate. So he not only will have Jewish connections, he has Islamic connections as well. That was something that I came about, and I have blogs on that for anyone who's interested. You can email me at apostleofmary@hotmail.com, and I'll get you that. We know from tradition that he would essentially arise out of the tribe of Dan. Now, what's interesting to note is your historians suggest that your modern-day Tribe of Dan countries are basically your Western European countries, which are completely Illuminati and Freemasonic. And that would include Ireland, Britain, Denmark, those types of countries. Now, where is Maitreya? He's in London. Okay, so he's in one of these modern-day Tribe of Dan countries. And their crown, certain symbology that Britain uses, ties right back to the Tribe of Dan, which is only proves my thesis that, you know, they are a modern day Tribe of Dan, if you will. So again, we already talked about the false prophet, his sidekick. He obviously is going to cause the greatest church persecution in history, because after a certain point, we know he first comes as a man of peace, right? So when he shows up after his economic collapse, he's going to deceive a lot of people. He's going to be very charming. He's going to be very charismatic. People are going to buy into his socialistic program once they're desperate. And then after, you know, 3.5 years, he cuts with the nice guy routine. And this is where, you know, FEMA camps come into play. He's going to send, you know, Christians and anyone who doesn't take this mark, which is a Luciferian initiation, by the way, whoever does not take this mark ultimately will be beheaded and or killed. So that's when things get really bad in what we call the Great Tribulation, which is warned about in Scripture. So I wanted to build up to that because the main premise of what I wanted to talk about today was mainstream media and now these certain Jews. And again, you have to understand, when I say Jew, you know, I'm not an anti-Semite. I've got friends who are Jewish. I'm speaking in general terms now on the objective level. The Jews don't accept Jesus Christ, our Christ, okay? And so they're waiting for a new Messiah. So, okay, we got to go to break.
I got to ask you, hang on. Yeah, we're going to a break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
These are uncertain and very unstable times we live in. We are bombarded daily with the realization that our global economy is on the verge of collapse. Terrorists threaten our way of life and very existence. Natural disasters are increasing to levels never before seen by man. Our overall quality of life is threatened. More and more people are being proactive and are researching how they and their families can survive in the event of any disaster, natural or man-made. Gathering valuable life-saving information and keeping it protected is key to survival. Now, you can keep your valuable life-saving information secure and close for quick access with our Digital Survival Library USB drive. This means no scrambling around to find important information, as it is all right in front of you at a moment's notice. For further information and to order your Digital Survival Guide for only $59.95, go to our website, ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Do so today. You'll be glad you did.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Rural Survival on RBN. Our guest today is Eric Jajewski. Eric, you want to go ahead with what you were saying?
Yeah, I just wanted to finish up here, and then we can kind of move along. Some interesting news. I've been warning my followers now, once you started seeing the mainstream news, these certain Jews, Talmudists, Kabbalists, start talking about a certain star sign in the sky, this would give a more general time frame for the arrival of this Antichrist, Maitreya. When you go to Maitreya's website, you will see over and over again what will promulgate his entrance into the world is this certain star sign which will be seen in the sky. Now, as Christians, we know, we go back in Scripture, we see the story of the three magi, the star of Bethlehem, right? So we had
So we had
the Magi moving forward to introduce the real Christ into the world. So in mockery, and this is what the devil loves to do, he loves to counterfeit, he loves to mock the true religion, he loves to mock Christ in general. This is what we're going to see, this star sign. And they gave a date, finally. And I've been waiting for this for quite some time. Apparently, there's going to be two stars that are going to collide in the sky. And it's going to, calling the blaze of light coming from it, it's going to be a nova. And afterwards, there's going to be a very brilliant star to kind of remain in the sky, okay? The date is 2022. Now, through my research, it seems like this is going to happen in late December because, of course, that ties in with what we believe as Christians. So my suggestion is if they're talking about this, they know about this already. And you and I both know, Tim, they can manipulate down here below, you know, the economic level, the societal level, the political level. We know they've got their builder. And so they're planning this. And what I'm saying is we've got basically 5 years now until, well, I think he'll probably show up in 2023. His actual arrival will be in the year 2023. Because if they're talking about 2022, again, it'll be the last week in December, in my opinion. His actual arrival onto the scene, in my opinion, quite possibly. I'm not stating this as infallible, but it seems like 2023 is where we're headed. So we have Benjamin Krem, who was the spokesman. He just recently died for Maitreya, for the Antichrist and the false prophet. He said this. This was in 2009. In the very near future, people everywhere will have the opportunity to witness an extraordinary and significant sign, the like of which has been manifested only once before at the birth of Jesus. Then, according to Christian teaching, a star appeared in the heavens and led three wise men from the east, etc., etc. Soon, once again, a star-like luminary of brilliant power will be seen around the world. And this is what he's alluding to. And again, this is going to be after the economic collapse, after everything is just thrown into utter chaos. This country will be turned upside down in revolution. The whole world will be in revolution at that point. And people will be so desperate, they'll be looking for a new Messiah. They'll be looking for some sort of star sign in the sky. You know, who's going to come save us from this madness? So that's pretty interesting, Tim. That's big news. 2022.
Eric, your date actually makes a lot of sense to me, because I look at some of my contemporaries in the business and other people that are what I call professional guests on radio, and that is not said in a bad way. It's a good way. There are people, good people, trying to get the information out there. But, you know, we're looking at what appears to be a third or fourth quarter point to be reached where the U.S. economy is no longer viable, and if the U.S. economy is no longer viable, then the global economy is no longer viable. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be an overnight thing, but it appears to me that the end of this year is going to, portend some very bad economic news for the whole planet.
Okay? Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
And also, no, I didn't mean to interrupt. I was just going to say we have Bruce in Pennsylvania on line five. And, okay. Bruce, we're getting ready to go to a break. And if you will hang on 4 or 5 minutes, we'll get to you right at the bottom of the second half. I mean, right at the top of the second half hour. But we're going to a break here in just a minute. So I didn't mean to interrupt. Eric, go ahead and continue with your thought.
Well, I was going to follow up. Yeah, that's, you know, again, I've had all the top economists and trendsetters on. I just had Gerald Celente on recently. But, yeah, I mean, that's the common opinion, that during the halfway point or the three-fourths point of this year, there will be a collapse, a reset, however you want to say it. And then ultimately, based upon that, I think the ultimate right, if you will, is being staged to clash with the ultimate left. We already see these anti-Trump Soros-funded movements. I mean, it's building ground. We've even seen it this past week. The Women's March movement, which was funded by Soros, too, you know, the pro-choicers or whatever. I mean, there's a massive clash between
Eric, hold that thought, buddy. Hold that thought. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 4 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO gluten-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Lori Spencer. Today's date is Saturday, February 4, 2017. We've got just a couple of housekeeping items before we get back to our guests and our callers. The first is I invite people to visit ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Tons of free information, hundreds of downloads. We still have 20, I think, in stock of the digital survival libraries. Just click on the picture of the red and black flash drive on the top right of every page. You can read all about that. And, of course, our RSI alerts are up and running top left of every page, red link. Click on that, and you can find out about that. Now we go back to Mr. Eric Jajewski, who we're visiting with from tradcatnight.blogspot.com. You're still there, aren't you, Eric?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, great. All right, now we're going to Bruce in Pennsylvania on line 5. We probably had some questions for you, Eric. Go ahead, Bruce. You're on the air.
Question for Eric, and the first one I wanted to throw out to him was this idea of the Maitreya, and as I understand it, looking over the Share International's history of putting out this concept, it's been kind of, I mean, they made a couple of predictions in the past that didn't come to fruit. I mean, for example, back in May 14th, 1982, was the first major prediction, apparently, where he made his big splash. But ever since then, just kind of seems like there isn't a whole lot of there with this idea. What is it about Share International that this is being used as like a, you know, a factual or a trustworthy source to talk about the Antichrist?
Well, I mean, again, from my perspective, what I just try to do is take from what Scripture says, what tradition says, and ultimately draw that correlation. In terms of what they're saying on there, and you have to remember the New World Order does move around dates and stuff. But there was even some saints in the Catholic Church who said the Antichrist would actually be reigning by the year 2000. You know, St. Bridget of Sweden, I think. It was either St. Bridget or St. Hildegard, and obviously she was off in her timing. I would say that we wouldn't say that she's not a saint based upon that, but when we read the approved visionaries in the church, we see that Our Lady's intercession is simply giving us more and more time. And it allows me to go out there and warn before this character eventually rises. And again, his actual name is not going to be Maitreya. We don't know what his real name is going to be. But in terms of some of the things that he has suggested, again, they're constantly changing dates around based upon, in my opinion, things that are happening here below. They're always talking about how when the conscience of man is basically ready for us, then we'll start to make certain moves, I guess. So, you know, again, I don't put it out there that what Share International is saying is the gospel. I'm saying we have to draw a correlation between what Scripture and tradition says and line it up with them. I mean, there is no other character out there that perfectly lines up. And by the way, Kathleen Keating, another traditional Catholic writer, wrote on this character, and she made appearances on Coast to Coast and various other shows, and she actually had a meeting with Maitreya, and she was so startled in this meeting that she no longer writes about him. She is in hiding, basically. I actually got a tip suggesting she's somewhere down in the Southwest. I'm not going to mention she moved. She was so frightened. And then I believe Father Malachi Martin came around to that reality. At first he said no, but then I know some other people who've been on my show, Bernard Jansen being one. He eventually came around to this notion that he is the one as well. So I wouldn't read into too much that in terms of the actual timing of certain events, because they're always moving around certain events based upon, you know, how humanity is responding to their agendas that they're trying to get across.
Okay. And so my next question is, is everybody good? Can I keep going?
We're good. Go right ahead.
Okay. The next question is, well, there are certain places on the Internet that have been discussing this gentleman, Eric Ajewski, and...
Bruce, I'm not getting into that. I already know where you're going. You're going to have to move on with those comments. Tim, I'm not going to answer any stupid questions anymore, so Tim, get rid of this troll. Go ahead, move along.
Thank you for your call, Bruce.
I'm not even going to get into it, Bruce. Take care.
All right, next we go to Dave in Nevada on line 11. Good morning, Dave.
Hi,
good morning,
Dave. Thanks for taking my call. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hello? Okay, yeah. Yeah, I just had a question for your for the guest there. I was wondering where he was getting his information about Benedict the 16th being the true pope, because I thought he was part of the Second Vatican Council, so I just wanted to ask that question.
Yeah, good question. You see, there's distinctions. There's arguments and debates amongst traditional Catholics. There's a group called State of Acontists who basically say we haven't had a pope altogether since the 1960s. I don't adopt that position, and here's why. There's a distinction that needs to be made between a formal heretic and a material heretic. And I know this is where we're going to get a little deep. Probably most of your guests might not be able to pick up on this. I hope that they're able to. But the bottom line
is... I think they will, Eric.
Okay, so the situation is this. We believe that since Vatican II, these popes, what they are teaching in their minds, they believe it to be Catholic. When in reality, on paper, it's not. I mean, clearly on paper, we can line up what pre-Vatican II encyclicals and papal teaching is, and then lining up to what they're saying and saying, no way, this isn't Catholic. I mean, it's literally Freemasonry is what it is. Now, Rome comes back and says, no, this is a hermeneutics of continuity. They see a continuity there. Now, I would suggest to you, you have to be kind of foolish. I mean, I hate to use the word idiot, but you have to be an idiot to suggest that the two kind of coexist, if you will. There is no continuity there. So in their minds, they think they're Catholic. In reality, it's not. And therefore, we would say they are teaching material heresy. Now, the common opinion of the esteemed theologians in the church is that you can have a pope who would be teaching material heresy. He could materially reign over the church while interiorly not be, how should we say this, not in the body of Christ, basically. I mean, there is a potentiality for that. Now, again, with Francis, I think it's a little bit different. I think he has manifested himself to be a formal heretic, but that wouldn't be my personal main argument. It would be him being run out. But listen, I'm right there with you. Benedict XVI has had his hand in this share of destruction, and I am no means some sort of pro-Benedict person in the sense that I thought he wasn't teaching error. He was teaching error and material heresy. So I'm right there with you, but I still believe that he is the pope over the church. Prophecy supports our position. And so State of Contest are going to have an awful hard time trying to piece together their thesis after Benedict XVI arises, because when this next pope arises, and there's common misconception out there, Francis is not the last pope, as I see on so many Protestant websites. He's not Peter Romanus. Peter Romanus is a reference to the holy pope to come, Peter II, with the great restoration in the church. During the tribulation, you know, he will arise, and he'll help lead the church through this storm. So that's Petrus Romanus, for those who are interested. It's not Francis, as some of these Protestant individuals are suggesting. He's not the last pope. So I hope that kind of clarifies that in a nutshell. But it's a debate, Dave. Listen, I don't get kind of caught up in that debate. I used to. I mean, I could spend like 4 hours debating a State of a Contest. Just don't do it anymore. I got too much, you know, to do on a daily basis. But there are people who think that we haven't had a pope, period, since the early 1960s.
Well, I don't subscribe to the City of Conti position either, but I'm just wondering what would make Benedict the 16th stand out of all the Second Vatican popes. I don't see what difference there is between him and any other pope of the last 50 years.
In terms of what? Him being the pope to flee Rome?
No. In terms of him, you're saying that he was a valid pope. Is that what you're saying?
Right, yeah, and I told you there's a difference between a material heretic, someone following material heresy, and someone who's a formal heretic. And so there is a distinction between formal and formal or manifest heresy and material heresy. So you, like I just mentioned, you can literally be teaching material heresy and still be over the church. That's the distinction that I just tried to get across to you. Does that make sense?
So I mean, I understand what you're saying. So that you're saying that he was teaching material heresy.
Yeah, just as John Paul II did, just as Paul VI did. But the difference is you'll find a number of theologians now who will suggest that Francis is different in the sense that he is a formal or manifest heretic. As a matter of fact, that's a pretty common trend now. You had Anne Barnhart come out the past few months saying the same. Louis Verrecchio, another notable traditional Catholic, came out on my show just last week, and we talked about it. I mean, he's on board now with the idea that Francis is different from Benedict XVI. He is teaching formal heresy. So, again, there's a lot of opinions out there. I mean, people can kind of get caught up in the debate, but as far as why Benedict XVI is the pope to flee Rome, he perfectly fits in with the description of what Blessed Anna Emmerich said, and there was a multitude of prophecies beforehand which suggest that this pope to flee Rome during this schism would eventually flee to Cologne, Germany at a certain point. We know Benedict is from Germany. Pope St. Pius X said he had a vision wherein he saw a pope fleeing over dead bodies, and he said that it will be a pope to bear the same name as him. Both of them have the first real name of Joseph. Joseph Ratzinger and Giuseppe was Pope Saint Pius X's real name. It goes on, Blessed Anna Emmerich goes on to say that he's put off in a side castle, if you will, and that's essentially where he resides most of the time, is in his castle Gandolfo area. I mean, there's a lot to point to that he is the one. I mean, it's not like I just came up with it out of thin air. I've done, you know, half a dozen blogs on the matter to show you visually why I think Benedict the 16th is your pope to flee Rome. And take a look at what the conservatives are now saying in the church. I mean, they're expecting it. I mean, it's like Cardinal Burks of the world and some of these others. I mean, they know that this formal schism is about to arise, and it fits in with the thesis that I present, that they're going to take off. There's going to be this schism, and the papacy will end up elsewhere in Europe, in my opinion.
So what you're saying is that none of the popes of the last 50 years have been formal heretics except for Francis.
I don't believe so. State of Constance will argue that, and State of Constance will argue that. And again, when I first started kind of doing this online, I mean, I could sit there and get into like 6-hour debates with them, and it gets nowhere. I mean, they're going to continue to say that. We're going to continue to say the things that we say. So it's fruitless, really, in the end. I don't think I convinced many people, and they certainly haven't convinced me or any people in our kind of frame of mind. So they kind of do their thing. We kind of do our thing. I mean, sad, but that's the reality. And again, their thesis is not really going to hold once this schism happens and this true pope comes about, because many of them prescribe to this notion that since Vatican II, the new rites are invalid, meaning they'll actually argue that they're not even real priests. Okay, so when this new pope does come about and his intent is to get rid of Vatican II, which it will be, this holy pope will have, call together a council, and they will eventually get rid of Vatican II. I mean, what are they going to say? He's not a real pope because he's not a real priest? You see what I'm saying? So their thesis is really not going to hold. Many of them suggest they use one prophecy by Blessed Tiagi suggesting that St. Peter and St. Paul are literally going to come down to earth and elect a new pope. If you want to fly by that thesis, go ahead. I mean, I think to most people that's highly unrealistic based upon one lone prophecy. But yeah, it's a debate.
Okay. All right. Well, that's all I wanted to ask you, but thanks.
Okay,
thank you very much for your call, Dave. Okay, Eric, I want to throw something in here that I'm kind of wondering about. Actually, two things. The first one is, even in mainstream media, I'm reading about all these exorcisms, conducted by priests. And I want to get your opinion on this. Is this stuff for real, or what do you think?
Say that again, Tim. Exorcisms on priests?
No, by priests, conducted by priests. I just want to get your opinion. Is this stuff for real? I mean, it's even hitting the Drudge Report occasionally.
Well, yeah, there was just another priest the other day. We reported upon it in the last 72 hours. It's floating around in the traditional Catholic world. There was another priest who came out, who was an exorcist, by the way, and suggested that Rome itself and the Vatican needed a great exorcism.
Wow.
Yeah, and so that's what Father Amorth said. He was a very popular traditional Catholic priest right around the Vatican, and he said the same thing. He said there are Luciferian elements in the Vatican, that Rome in general needed an exorcism. We've had recent reports, in mainstream media, where we have a lot of exorcists now in the church who don't even want to deal with this issue. They're seeing the rise in the demonic to such a level that they're literally frightened themselves of facing it. So, you know, that's what happens. You know, when you have the rise of the demonic, you have more and more mortal sin and unclean spirits, you know, it kind of being parasites into souls. And again, this is why I advocate and I'm so adamant in my own ministries and kind of warning people against sexual sin. I mean, with pornography and this, I mean, this is the one of the easiest ways you can not only lose your soul through mortal sin, but actually pick up unclean spirits, and they literally just will be parasites on you, and you'll be doing things and saying things that you aren't accustomed to. The bottom line is there are less and less exorcists in the world. You have a rise in the demonic, so it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out where the trend is going. I mean, listen, ultimately we're going to end in the 3 days of darkness, Tim. With this CERN program, you know, they're trying to open up the gates of hell, literally, folks. So when you read that scripture, and Christ says to his church, again, I'm going to speak from a Catholic perspective, he's saying, you know, the Catholic Church will never go away. Even though it's going to seem like it's defeated here in the not-so-distant future, we are going to rise again, essentially, and there'll be a great restoration. It's called the Triumph of the Immaculate Heart. But through the CERN program, they're literally trying to open up the gates of hell to where on those 3 days of darkness, okay, a 72-hour period, every devil is going to be let loose, literally, from the chasm, from the bosom of hell. And that's why the Blessed Virgin Mary said, you better be inside, you know, you better be praying the rosary, you better have your blessed candles, because those who are not in a state of grace at that point are going to die of fright. I mean, people are going to think it's the end of the world at that point. There's no question about it. Between all of the natural disasters, you know, the thunder and the lightning bolts, you'll hear voices outside, you know, your home, thinking, you know, your family members are inviting you outside. You know, the devils will obviously want to get you outside at that point. It's just going to be beyond your imagination. It'll essentially be a 3-day earthquake. 10.0 plus earthquake will be shaking, because again, this ties in with Planet X. As it gets closer, it's going to lock onto us like a magnet, and we're just going to rattle for about a 72-hour period. It's going to be a massive, like, 10.0 earthquake for everyone in the world, not just one locale.
Wow. All right. We're going to continue this after our break, folks. Call-in number is 800-313-9443, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Good morning. You're listening to Rural Survival on RBN, and we have our guest, Eric Jajewski. And Eric, we also have a caller on the line, Rick from Missouri on line 11. Are you there,
good
Rick?
Good morning, Eric. Good morning, Spencers.
Good morning.
Listening to the show. Good morning, here in Missouri. And my wife is fascinated by this because she's a Catholic school teacher. She has been for over 40 years. And I just want to make one. She just said after Eric was talking about the 3 days of darkness and the 72-hour earthquake, she said Six Flags is going to go out of business. And I said, even I'm going to go out of business because at that point, there won't be any buildings left for me to repair. So, but I just want to make this one observation. The conversation is fascinating from a couple of different points of view. From the philosophical level, it is fascinating. From the practical aspect for preppers, I think it is manifestly important to remember that, you know, if I go out of business and the income dries up and the supply lines, the systems, and the just-in-time delivery thing breaks down, the food that you've got in your possessions, about all you're going to have, your skills, that's about all you're going to have. You're not going to have time for much more. Whatever you've got in your possession at that moment is about where, when the music stops, you know, like the game Musical Chairs, that's kind of when the music stops. So, you know, keep your eyes on the prize and remember that this information can be used in a couple of different ways, and you know, for the practical, you know, remember that you've got a responsibility, and I think that's you know, just keep your eye on that. Good show, by the way, ton of fun. I'm having a lot of fun.
Yeah,
Rick,
can I respond to that, Tim?
Yeah, go ahead, Eric.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I wanted to follow up with the whole 3 days of darkness thing. I'm not insinuating that this thing is, you know, within 5 years. Again, if the thesis is correct that Maitreya is the one, he shows up in 2023. The 3 days of darkness happens at the heights of Great Tribulation. So you're talking about a decade away. I know I when I go out there in internet land, you know, I'm seeing on Before It's News, you know, the 3 days of darkness is here, you know, this year. No, I mean, there's a certain sequence of events. Even Our Lady of La Salette talks about this, where eventually, you know, the Antichrist is defeated. This is where the Antichrist will be defeated in all of his forces, because it's going to seem like we're not going to win. Everyone has to remember that. I mean, we're going to get to a certain point where Our Lady of La Salette said only faith is going to survive in the end. That's it. You know, hanging on. She said, you know, it is time now. The sun is darkening. Faith alone will survive. And again, I'm not suggesting that, you know, the 3 days of darkness is, you know, even a few years away. I think it's
right
over a decade away. But yeah, you know, I've had preppers and survivalists on the show. Tim, you've been on my show. We covered that,
yep,
a little bit. I've had on John Moore. You know, I've had on EJ Snyder from Dual Survival, that show on Discovery Channel. Michael Hawk, who's the top ranked survivalist and prepper. So we get into all of that stuff. I think you should prudently be preparing right now. Get yourself, you know, an organic garden. Start storing water and food at this point. You know, be self-sufficient in that sense. I think we'll go back to, on the local level, a bartering system. So what you have to do is go out there and not make it seem like you're a nut job. And since we have,
right,
you know, we're condensing time here, Tim, to where, you know, I can only get into certain things and kind of just make some bullet points and just kind of move forward. But you want to be a little bit more prudent in how you're talking in your own communities. The point is get in your communities and start talking about this, because if you're the only one prepping and you got 100 other families, you know, in your community, there's a problem there.
All right. Eric and Rick, guys, both you guys, please hang on through the break, top of the hour break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic
does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.